starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Now, take it easy, not so fast. We got 3 days, you know. Got to organize these things. You can't go flapping around with a chicken with his head off.
How far do we have to pack in?
Well, I'd say about 2 miles. Wait a minute. That's good enough on that. You know, these things have got to fit good. If they don't fit good, why, it'll make you think it's 3 times as heavy every mile you hike. Now, does that feel comfortable, all right?
Fine, huh? Yeah.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah.
You look it. Now, you take the rods and the tackle box.
Okay.
See if I can get into mine. Help me on with this right arm. That's the stuff. I guess we're all ready now, aren't we?
Let's go.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute there. Always check your compass when you're heading into the woods. Now, we're going in north or northeast. So remember that.
Okay, north or northeast.
Now, shut the door over there. All right, Juggum, let's go camping. Here we go. This is it. How do you like it?
Perfect. Can we fish now?
No, we got to do the chores first. Bring your stuff up here. It's going to be hot. We'll set up in the shade. Finish this now. You get a shovel and dig a small hole over there.
What for?
Cooking fire and shield it so the wind don't blow the sparks.
Okay.
Hey, cut it out there. What do you think you're doing, digging the Panama Canal?
That's all right, girl. I'll do it alone.
Yeah, that's deep enough. Now get some rocks and put around it.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. I said a rock, not a pebble. Go on down there at the stream. You'll find a lot of them.
What's up?
Lassie found a track of someone who walked barefoot. She thinks she's a bloodhound. Must have been a big man in pigeon-toed.
Well, your big pigeon-toed man was a bear.
Huh?
That's why she barked. It's a bear track.
Golly. Do you think we'll get to see the bear, Gramps?
Well, they generally fight shy of humans. But let's get those rocks so we can finish and get to fishing.
I'll bet I catch a bigger fish than you.
How much you want to bet?
Well, Loser does the dishes.
Well, I never did like doing dishes, so you got yourself a bet.
See, that trout was good. Tastes better when you cook it over an open fire.
Go ahead, gloat, just because your fish was 2 inches bigger than mine. Having a good time?
Oh, boy.
Same bet tomorrow?
Sure. I don't like doing dishes either.
Well, tomorrow things will be different. You were just lucky today.
What do we do now?
Turn in. Early to bed and early to rise when you're in the woods.
Okay.
Always douse the fire before you go to sleep. Tomorrow I'll hike upstream and, Number one. Well, don't give him too much slack now. Keep your tip up, keep your tip up. Not too much pressure.
Boy, this one's tough.
Want help?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he's tiring.
Me too.
I'm going upstream.
What for?
Can't get any real fish here with all this talking and fishing around.
What's wrong with this one?
Why, never mind. I'll be back.
Okay. How about this? You know why Gramps went upstream? He wanted to catch a bigger fish than me. Yourself. Hi. Look like you're hungry, huh? Yeah. But you can't have my fish. Here, want a cookie? Oh, you'll eat anything, huh? You're cute. I wonder if Gramps would let me take you home.
Jeff! Get away from that cop!
Come on, Peter, hurry up. Gosh, Gramps, why'd you scare him away?
Don't you know better than to fool around with a cub bear? Chances are there's a she-bear around here someplace, and I'd rather go up against a tiger than go up against a she-bear with cubs.
I didn't see any she-bear.
Well, a good thing you didn't, I guess.
The cub was trying to steal my fish, and I couldn't give him that, so I gave him a piece of cookie.
Oh, that was bad, boy.
Why not, Gramps?
Well, you see, you fed him once. Now he'll be back for more. And when he comes, the she-bear will probably be with him, and that's trouble. We better pack up.
You mean the camping trip's over?
No, we just find a new campsite, that's all. I'm still going to find a bigger fish than you got. Now go and get busy on the packing mate. We'll find a spot up there by the point, and then we can take... Oh!
What's the matter, Gramps?
Oh, my back. Can't move. Give me a hand. No use. Confounded back. Gone out on me again.
Is there anything I can do?
No. Ain't nothing anybody can do.
Gosh.
I just gotta lay flat on my back.
On the ground?
Well, the ground ain't any worse than that board the doctor makes me sleep on.
We'd better go home, Gramps.
Fiddlesakes, no. We ain't going home. Do you think you can run the camp?
I guess so. Sure.
Well, you just got to, that's all. Be a lot of work. Have to make the fire, cook the meals, clean up. Of course, I'll be here to tell you what to do, but you'll have to do it by yourself, even to setting up the lean-to.
I don't mind that. It's just that... Well, I mean your back.
Well, don't hurt as long as I'm settled down. Just can't move, that's all.
I'll fix the lean-to.
Blasted back.
Does it still hurt?
No, not when I stay still. But I don't like the idea of being stuck without moving.
Well, don't worry about me running the camp.
I ain't. I'm worried about that she-bear. You putting that stuff in the paper?
Yep. And they're all clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looks good. Now I'll wrap the stuff up in the paper and dig a hole later on and bury it.
Why?
Why what?
Why do we have to bury it?
Always leave the woods clean like you found them. Also, I don't want that bear smelling that stuff and nosing around, see?
Okay.
What a way to fry fish. You ruin it.
You want me to boil it?
Look, take the fish out of the pan. Now put in a strip of bacon. That's for grease and flavor. Now put the pan back on the fire. Without the trout.
How are they going to get cooked if they're not in the pan?
Look, there's a bag of flour and cracker crumbs in the basket. Put the fish in the bag and shake it up.
Woo-hoo! That smells good.
Well, there's one good thing about being laid up. I don't have to do the dishes.
It's okay if I go fishing, Gramps.
Well, I don't need you around here pestering me, but stay close to the stream now so you can find your way back, huh?
Okay, I'll leave Lassie with you, and if you want me for anything, just send her down to get me.
Oh, go on now. Don't talk so much and go.
Okay, see you later, Gramps. No, Lassie, you stay with Gramps. Stay.
You're going to be nursemaid today to an old fool with a weak back who hasn't even got a strong mind to go with it.
Understand you.
It's bear, the she bear, downstream.
Did she come after you?
Yes.
We're getting out of here. Give me a hand.
Gramps, you're back.
Help me up here. Help me up. Oh, I could do better if I had a cane. Here, give me that stick over there. Now, you take the hooks off the lines now. And never mind the lean-to, we'll pick that up later. Just pack the rucksacks. Oh. Jeff, get across the stream.
Stay back!
can't think of a harder way to cure a crick in the back.
Is your back all right, Gramps?
Sure, good as new.
I'm glad. Can you drive home okay?
Sure, but we ain't going home. That bear won't be around again. Besides, we got a lot more fishing to do. You're going to do the dishes yet.
Gramps, look!
Well, looks like we both do the dishes tonight, doesn't it?